My name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Hello?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much.
How long is this going to take?
It's not that long, man.
Where are you from? I'm sorry. Where are you from?
We are headquartered at Miami, Florida. This is a national poll research. It's a national opinion poll.
Research for what?
For the nation, what's going on in the nation right now, you know, with the political issues and everything else, and, you know, it's interesting. You'll find it interesting. Now, the first question is a little awkward, so don't take offense to it. I have to read it to you, verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what year what's the year of your birth?
1975.
Thank you. Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And now, what is your race? White, black, or African American?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Black.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, the future of the planet, positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Your own future, positive or negative?
My own future.
Yes, ma'am.
Positive.
Thank you. And how about the future of the country? Positive or negative?
Negative.
Thank you.
Negative.
Okay. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please say the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. From 0 to 10, what would you give me? What number would you give me?
5.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read you 3 at a time. First one is mental health, economy and cost of living, and immigration. Any of them?
Mental health. Oh, well, does that matter to women?
Yeah, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Mental health, economy, and the cost of living, immigration. I'm going to read 3 by 3.
So
is any of them?
And
cost
and
of living?
Economy and cost of living, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the next 3 is healthcare, racism and discrimination, abortion access. Any of them 3?
Healthcare.
Thank you. And the next 3 is education, student loans, national security. Any of them 3?
Young women.
No?
I
got 3 left. I got 3 more.
Hold on. Of those 3, young women, national security. What were the 3 again?
National security, student loans, education.
Education.
Thank you. Okay, that's all we need, 3. Thank you. And now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most important to you? Improving or maintaining mental health, that's 1. Relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing your own career, that's the first 3. What do you think of any of them?
The mental health one.
Okay. And the next 3 is economic security and financial independence, your education, improving or maintaining physical health. Any of them?
Economic security.
Thank you. And the other 3 is work-life balance, caring for senior family members, hobbies, and free time activities. Any of them 3?
Say those 3 again.
Work, life balance, parent.
Work-life balance.
Got it. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity. You may choose up to three. It doesn't have to be three, but you can choose up to three. I'm going to reach the first three, the ones, the traits that are most important to your identity, your profession, being American, being a woman. First three.
Being a woman.
Thank you. The next three, your role in relationships, like being a mom, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, your sexual orientation.
Personality.
Thank you. And the next three is being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs.
Spiritual religious beliefs.
Thank you. Okay. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: dread, pride, hope, happiness, anger, frustration, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness. Which are the
two? Frustration and disappointment.
Thank you. Okay. Now, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. A, B, or C?
B.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. I'm going to read you three at a time. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power. Any other three?
Too many old white men in power.
Thank you. The next three, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Systematic racism. Any other three?
Systematic racism.
Thank you. And the next two is corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Any of them two?
Say again.
Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Power-hungry politicians.
Thank you. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? You stay government.
Not at all.
No, I'm going to read you the list. You stay government a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
State government, a little.
A little. The Supreme Court, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Your city government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Okay. Ballot initiatives, which what they do is they propose laws that the public goes on directly. They call ballot initiatives. How about them? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Thank you. President Biden, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Congress, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Moving right along. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. That makes you more motivated, someone motivated, someone unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Oh, okay. So about the overturning of Roe versus.
Yeah, the question
I'm
is how it
how
it affects your motivation to help enact change through civil participation. So
oh.
I'm going to read you what the U.S. Supreme Court has done. Would that make you more motivated, somewhat motivated, or somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to enact change through civil participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting your representatives, etc.? Get more involved.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Let's see. Affirmative action, does it motivate me to get involved? Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus communities, customers, and deny them services. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Well, that's not right. So I guess that caused me to be somewhat motivated to
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? I'm going to reach over this. Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Signing a petition. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Very likely.
Thank you. Okay. Now, thank you so much for having, we're almost done. Thank you so much. We are 71%. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. I'm going to read you the first three. Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. Those are the first three. Any of them?
Probably didn't know where to vote.
Okay. Okay, and the next three, voting does not change things that matter to you. The candidates did not represent your values. There was an intimidating present at your polling place. Any of them three?
Uh-uh.
No. The next three is your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know enough about the candidates.
I would say didn't know enough about a candidate.
Thank you. Okay. For each other following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The Biden administration has spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Now make sure to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Okay, say the options again.
Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less. You want me to read out the question? The Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefit against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive and get a lot more and get a little more and get a little less and get a lot less.
A little more.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or up to zero for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economy, well-being of young people so that we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A little more.
Thank you. Okay. The next few questions, just going to be for statistical purposes. We are 82%.
How many more questions?
Only about two or three more. We're done. What are the media sources that you check most of the contact, for new contact? Facebook, local TV stations, podcasts, TikTok, national TV news stations, Instagram, news or informational articles online, YouTube, Twitter, any of them that you check for like new contact?
I guess Facebook.
Facebook, and what I need to, you may choose two.
Facebook podcast. And the news.
The news?
On television. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, okay. Thanks. Here we go. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. News, current events, humor, memes, government, politics, health, beauty, self-care, shows, movies, music, hobbies, tips or hacks, science, technology, sports, business or finance. Which are the topics that you seek out the most?
Hacks.
Okay.
Can you read the list again?
Yes. News, current events, humor, memes, government, politics, health, beauty, self-care, shows or movies, music, science, technology, sports, business, finance.
News and maybe beauty.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's degree.
Wow, damn. All right. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you.
Full-time.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Do you vote for Joe Biden? Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,499, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999. Stop me when we get
that
to,
one.
To you.
That
okay.
One. That
thank
one.
You. Thank you. Beautiful. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a lovely night. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Now, how would the information be used?
It's confidential. They're just going to, you know, we just gather all the information from everyone, and that's when we try to make the change, you know, according to the amount of people that answer. That's why it's so important for people to take these polls so that we know what's going on with everyone. So
now, what organization are you asking these questions for?
It's just an independent survey research. It's an opinion survey research.
Okay.
You know, it's independent, and your answers are completely confidential. We don't share anything. We just want to know how people feel and their opinions, you know?
And so how did you get my number to contact me?
That's from the polling. You know, when you go to vote, you have your phone number there.
Mm-hmm.
That we go to the people that are registered to vote. But we still ask you if you're registered to vote, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you
so
much. You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.